Eamon glanced at the blood-smeared book cover before his eyes darted back to the cut across her cheekbone.
What happened there?
Something wary lurked in his tone, like the question had a right and a wrong answer. A thorn? She said. It's not deep. They were around one of those white trees. He still crouched from where he'd set his books down, and now his hands curled, almost like claws. It would have frightened her were it not for that glint of alarm in his eyes.
The white trees.
His voice was quiet, but there was an urgency to it.
Did you bleed on it?
Kind of, but it wasn't on purpose. And there wasn't much.
I need you to tell me exactly what happened, Rodaris.
It's just a scratch. She wiped her bloody fingers on her cloak, discomfited by his worry and his sternness. A thorn got my cheek, and the white tree absorbed it somehow. Every line in his body tensed. And it chased me here. The Wilderwood did, I mean. To say it aloud sounded ridiculous. Red's cheeks heated, making the cut seep anew. The wolf stood then, slowly reaching his full height and covering her in his shadow. When he spoke, his tone was measured, belying all that worry in his gaze.
Is that all?
Yes. All it did was chase me. Incredulity sharpened her answer. If that wasn't supposed to happen, perhaps you should keep better control of your damn trees. Eamon's brow arched, but relief was in his suddenly slackened shoulders.
My apologies.
He held out his hand, tentatively gesturing to her cheek.
Allow me to make it up to you.
Red eyed his hand, lip between her teeth. Something about it looked familiar, almost. It pricked at the back of her mind, but wouldn't commit to the solid form of a memory. She nodded. His skin was warm. The cross-hatched scars on his fingers were rough against her cheek as the wolf laid his forefinger carefully along the cut. His eyes closed. Something stirred in the air between them, a gust of warmth, scented with leaves and loam. Red's vision bloomed golden, the mark on her arm thrumming again. In her center, the splinter of her magic teased open, a flower feeling spring on winter's sharpened edge. A fraction of a second, then the sting of the cut was gone. Red didn't realize she'd closed her eyes until she opened them again. There, on the wolf's cheekbone, a wound, the mirror image of hers.